A legal expert, Kisi Ajabeng, has debunked the notion by sections of the public that the president cannot be sued. Commenting on the issue of the NPP's youth challenging the 2012 election results, Mr. Ajabeng said a president in power can be taken to court provided his acts go against the constitutional provisions. He spoke on our current affairs program Behind the News.
Indeed, Article 57 itself specifies that the provision that the president cannot be held personally liable for any civil or criminal suit while in office is subject to two main things. One, it is subject to Article 2 of the Constitution, where a person believes that someone act infringes upon the Constitution or someone is engaging in a conduct that infringes upon the Constitution. A person can go before our court, seek a declaration that the act of that person is unconstitutional. The provision that says you cannot hold the president personally liable on a civil or criminal suit gives us the leeway to sue the president before our court if his acts we believe are unconstitutional, to challenge those acts. And in that situation, if the Supreme Court gives an order directed at him, stop whatever it says that the person who took him to court is complaining of, and he doesn't stop it. That disobedience of the directions of the Supreme Court will amount to grounds for impeachment. The second aspect is something we call in law prerogative writ. If you are seeking some prerogative writ from the Supreme Court, an example is what we call certiorari mandamus prohibition. The president can also be held to court, and the Supreme Court can issue these prerogative writs to streamline his act. So the notion being bandied around in the public, and especially on the media, that the president cannot be sued is too stretched overbroad.
Right.
That is not what the Constitution says.
That was a legal expert, Kisi Ajabeng.